Hi, this is a dictation for Katrina Poe, KATRINAPOE. Date of birth is 2/2/89. Date of accident is 9/7/2022. Date of service will be 12/9/2022. History presenting illness is as follows. Ms. Katrina Poe is presenting today on 12/9/2022. With a history of pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, right wrist, right knee, head, and left elbow, left ankle, right and left shoulders. They are hurting 9 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. However, there is no direct radiation to the upper extremities or to the lower extremity from the spine. ADLs are reported affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient reports 90% improvement in the pain. And she's undergoing psychological counseling also, as well as neuropsych therapy and evaluation. In the ADS, patient specifically lists general activity, mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Walking ability and work is affected 9. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient has ongoing headaches that are moderate, like 6 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, and dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, fainting, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, and nightmares, loss of memory are reported. The patient does not report any blackout, seizures, or any confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in the area of right wrist, right knee, left elbow, left ankle, right and left shoulder, neck, mid-back, lower back, and stiffness of the both shoulders, neck, and lower back with difficulty walking. And the patient reports in GI, diarrhea and constipation, stomach pain, denies any nausea, vomiting, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, the incontinence of the urine, and there is no incontinence of the urine, painful urination, blood in the urine, but patient has high frequency of urination. In the respiratory, there is a difficulty breathing, chest pain, shortness of breath. There is no asthma or coughing. In the last 30 days, patient report no change in the pain level has occurred, and nor there is any changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization. She reports some weight loss for 5 pounds. Any other trauma, patient bruised from a recent fall, she fell one step only. Current pain medications are Norco and substance abuse. Patient does not report any use of any substance. And compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is 132/84 and pulse is 72, pulse ox is 100, and rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit. That is listed for 11/9/2022, dictation number 1115-076 and 1115-080. Kindly use that visit along with the diagnosis, which remain the same. Plan is to continue physical therapy 3 times per week on the area that are reported to be affected, including neck, mid-back, lower back, the right wrist and hand, the right knee, both shoulders, and left ankle. She is advised to have a traction advised aquatherapy kit training, remains off work, housework replacement, and attendant care, and transportation is checked. She is provided with Norco 7.5 mg 325 every 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets for further pain relief. In addition, patient is referred to a chiropractor for evaluation in addition to the physical therapy. Complete spine MRI was ordered, as well as complete bilateral shoulder and right knee in October, and she was referred to social worker for management, neuropsych evaluation. They have not been received, and she was also referred to neurology, Dr. N. Verma. Once these are available, we'll be more than happy to review and go from there. Thank you.